Welcome to the Master Your Breath podcast. My name is Tom Richter, I'm your host, and I welcome you to today's episode where we will talk about staying calm in stressful situations with the help of breath snacks. As it's my wish to give you actionable content, I will also guide you through one of the breath snacks at the end of this episode. So stay and listen to the end. Now, first of all, what is a breath snack? Essentially, it's a 1 to 5 minute moment of just paying attention to how you breathe, your breathing pattern. And you can already start somewhat right now by sitting a little up, elongating your spine, feeling grounded through your pelvis if you're sitting, or through your legs and feet if you're standing. Check if your belly could relax a little more, and then take a breath into your upper abdominal region. And then exhale, let the air out passively through your nose. Then start the next inhalation through your nose, expanding your belly, and exhaling, letting the air out passively. If you feel that you are making the sound of the breath at your nostrils, this kind of noise, then see if you can exhale, creating a soft sound, almost like you're whispering an M. M. And then keep that focus on your throat that almost naturally comes when you whisper an M, also during the inhalation. So you, instead of doing this nostril sound, you make the sound at your throat. And just doing that, you have shifted your breathing pattern away from your nose, but still breathing in and out through your nose, just the sound is away. You have set up a new posture. You have relaxed your whole system essentially by letting the air out passively and by shifting the focus of your breathing to your diaphragm. Possibly it was already there, but also it could be that you were breathing mainly with your chest before. And that might take 10 seconds if you are used to it and if you know what you're doing. But it might also take a minute or two at the beginning because you are still finding your way and needing a lot of awareness to do all these things. So breath snacks are definitely something that might take an initial effort, but then become this thing where you just do it within seconds, really, to shift that breathing pattern. And then you can decide to stay with it or not. But why would we even use a breath snack or need a breath snack? Well, most of us know we are constantly breathing throughout the day, 24 hours a day, but we don't really notice it. Our bodies essentially regulate it for us moment by moment as the needs change physically, emotionally, mentally. We breathe faster, we breathe slower, we might restrict our breathing when we want to not feel an emotion, we might breathe a little faster because we perceive some stressor, some external stressor, or simply thinking about something stressful, a person that we don't like or where we fear what they might be saying, and already we are breathing a little more shallow, a little more pressured, meaning we push the air out as we exhale. And we do that throughout the day without thinking much about it, continuously exposing ourselves to stressors, to thoughts that create stress, and that creates patterns of breathing that become habits which are not ideal. Now, through a breath snack, we have the opportunity to adapt more optimal breathing patterns by changing our posture, by breathing more diaphragmatically, by breathing through our nose. And this will have a couple of effects, actually. One is, just like the unconscious, not ideal breathing pattern just follows us throughout the day, and gets worse as we are exposed to more and more stress. When we take a breath neck and intentionally breathe in a nicer way, in a more optimal way, with an improved breathing pattern, we shift our mental state, our emotional state, our physical state. In that moment, our body will instantly shift as our breathing patterns shift. And that's already very powerful. But the second thing is, when we breathe like this for 2 or 3 minutes, or 4 or 5 minutes, and again, at the beginning, it might take a little longer to shift the state as we are still learning. Later, it might just be 20 seconds of, I'm breathing, I am letting the air out, I'm adjusting my posture, and done. Now I can go through to the next task. I can, you know, go into the next conversation. I can read the next email. I can, whatever it is that is on our plate on that particular day. But because we shift our breathing, now that new way of breathing will stay with us for a couple of minutes. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe later 15, 30 minutes. And so we are slowly not only shifting our breathing pattern in that moment, but improving our breathing patterns for the next minutes, for the next hour. And if you regularly do breath snacks, meaning every hour or every 2 hours, you take that 1 minute to come back to a more optimal breathing pattern. Now, instead of waking up in the morning and then just continuously adding stressors, adding tension, adding a faster breathing pace, and essentially increasing your stress curve, the accumulated stress throughout the day, and arriving at the evening being fully stressed out, being fully drained of energy, you now accumulate a little stress and then you have a breath snack and bring it back down. You accumulate a little more stress and you bring it back down. And you accumulate again and you let it out through the breath snack. And so throughout the day, you are not just accumulating, but it's more like a zigzag. You accumulate, let go, accumulate, let go. And so when you arrive in the evening, you're not as strained as before. And you empowered yourself because you were the one that managed the stress in a better way. Meaning now, when you get stressed, you will be able to just use a little more of that wonderful tool that is your breathing. And in that way, it also helps you to respond in a stressful situation. What do I mean by that? Maybe you have gotten that advice before, to when you are in a stressful situation, to simply take a few deep breaths and you will be better. You will be fine. The idea behind that is great, because I just said, breathing can immediately shift your state emotionally, mentally, and physically, and can bring you back into balance. The problem with that advice, or where it's not complete, is if you have stressful breathing patterns, if you are unaware of your breathing, and now you get into a stressed situation, you will likely not remember, okay, I have to breathe. But even if you remember, you will just work with that very stressed breathing pattern, and you will not really know how to breathe differently. You have to practice what you need to apply in a stressful situation before you get to the stressful situation. So by using breathing snacks throughout the day, maybe once a day, maybe ideally 2, 3, 4 times a day. Again, it's just 1 minute and you don't even have to really stop what you're doing eventually. It could just be, let me, while I'm waiting for the coffee to come out of the machine, focus on my breathing. Let me, while I walk to the toilet and back, check how am I breathing. Let me breathe for 1 minute before I start the next task. So it's not really that you invest time into that in a significant way. But if you practice those breathing patterns in those moments throughout the day when you are calm or when you decide to center yourself again, now when you are in a stressful place, you know exactly where to go to. What do you apply? How does that look, breathing calmly in that moment? And so you will just set up the breathing that you have been practicing 2-3 times a day already in that moment of stress. And then it will actually work. If we want to remain present, alert, and centered in all life situations, the breathing is that instrument that we can use. It gives us this ability to reset. And that is an amazing tool. It is really an empowering tool. But we have to exercise with it, practice it before you get into that moment of, oh, now everything is too much. In that moment, you will not remember unless you have practiced before. And through regular use, you will develop that improved self-awareness of your existing breathing pattern, and you will be able to immediately shift into that better way, improved way of breathing. And realign yourself in whatever form needed. Because, again, I talked about the emotional, mental, and physical effect. Sometimes you will be in an emotional place where you need to shift out of, where you need to maybe feel the emotion and then let it go. Sometimes it will be, okay, I'm completely unfocused. Now let me do the breath snack and come back to the centered place. And sometimes it's like just physical drainage that feels like, okay, how can I get out of that? But you have to exercise it in all three ways to feel that effect. Now, when it comes to breathing snacks, regularity, not intensity, is important. And has it's also the greatest effect. So it's not about sitting down for half an hour and breathing with focus, but 1 minute, 5 times a day, that makes the huge difference. It's not about breathing intensely during the breath snack, but applying the same principles that you want to apply the whole day, so essentially you are showing your body, this is a pattern that makes sense, and the body will learn and then unconsciously apply those improved breathing patterns as you keep doing them. So how do you do it? Essentially, wherever you are, if you're sitting in the tram or in the train or in your car, ideally parked. Of course, ideally you are breathing optimally while you're driving, but if you're learning, don't drive and focus on breathing. Breathe, maybe before you start the car, for 30 seconds, 1 minute, in the way that I'm explaining or I'm suggesting in this podcast, and then start driving. And the breathing pattern will stay with you. Or you're sitting on the couch while you're reading a book, while you're watching TV, where if you are in a conversation and you're listening, maybe you're in a meeting and, you know, other people are presenting their ideas, you just always come back to breathing calmly. So breath snacks are really something that you can apply in any moment throughout the day, given that you have a little bit of attention that is available to your breathing. So don't do it when you're in a dangerous situation or where there could be danger eventually. Don't do it while you're in water at the beginning. So how do you do it? And you can do it along with me right now. Sit in a relaxed position. And as you exhale, release your sit bones into the ground, or if you're standing, your feet into the ground. Feel very stable. Very stable in your core, very stable on the ground. Now with the inhalation, lengthen your spine, reach through the top of your head up towards the ceiling or the sky. And as you exhale, relax your face, blink with your eyes a couple of times, soften your lips. With the inhalation, place the tongue on the upper palate behind your front teeth. And as you exhale, relax your belly. Now inhale into your upper belly. Feel it expanding. Exhale, let the air out passively. and the focus is on the throat. Inhale through your nose. Exhale, let the air out passively. Now, inhale through your nose, expand the belly. Make sure that your upper chest is not moving intentionally. The belly is expanding, the chest remains calm. And exhale. Good. Now, one more inhalation. Let the air out passively. And now we will introduce a rhythm of inhaling for three, exhaling for four. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Pause for a moment. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Pause. Relax. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Pause. Smile. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Pause. Wait until you feel a natural appetite to inhale and then just take the breath in. Pause after the exhalation is done. Wait for a little appetite to inhale, making sure that you can inhale in a very controlled way. And then you can just continue with the rest of your day. But before you do, sense how's your body feeling right now. Does it feel calm? Does it feel centered? Is there any tension that is unnecessary that you can release right now? Is there any emotion that needs to be felt? In that case, take that moment and breathe into it. And as you exhale, release it. And when you do these breath snacks regularly, and you get a sense how you feel with them, it will be much easier to tune into that state again and again and again. And as I just said before, at the beginning it might take a minute or two or 5 minutes to get there. But as you practice, it will become more easy and it could just be tuning into that feeling, into that state. That's it for today. I wish you a beautiful day. If you want to find out more about my work, about the Master Your Breath approach, go to tomrichter.yoga. You can also find me on Facebook. There's a group, Empower Yourself Through Breathwork, where I regularly go live, where I share some ideas, some success stories, and also guide you through some breathwork, also through video, so you can see and follow maybe even better than just listening. And of course, I look forward to connecting again on the next episode of the Master Your Breath podcast. Enjoy your day.